And that is a pair of beads. But if there's just any number of them, we call it a string of beads.
Suppose two men fight and one defeats the other pretty thoroughly. You might say that the one man really did what?
Beat him up.
Beat him up.
Knock him cold. Knock him out.
Stomping or walloping?
Walloped him. Yeah.
And the back part of a man's leg is
his calf.
Suppose he sat down on that back part.
Well, then he's squatting.
Squatting. You don't use hunker. And what are some words that mean a stingy person? He never wants to turn loose a penny.
Oh, there's tightwad, a penny pincher. A Judas, or a Simon, or you speak of him as terribly close.
Close person.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose a person wears funny-looking clothes. You say he really looks what?
Queer.
Queer.
Antique. Odd.
Suppose this were a woman instead of a man. Would you change your term?
There's oddball in there too. That
you wouldn't make a distinction between a woman. And
well,
a man.
You might say the woman looked like a witch.
Mm-hmm.
It's called how plump she was or wasn't.
I see. Mm-hmm.
If she was a skinny woman, she might look like a witch.
Mm-hmm. Suppose the woman is wearing her best clothes. You say that she's really
dolled
up,
or dressed up. Or diked out.
Would you,
or floozy.
Diked out?
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever used duped out?
Duped out?
Duke.
No, we...
Say dike.
We use dike.
Very interesting. And about a man, you'd say he's really the same thing?
Well... You don't speak of a man's clothes so much.
I see. He's not a dandy, or?
Well, we wouldn't call him a dandy. That is, that belonged to the generation before mine.
Mm-hmm. How do you refer to an old person that's really very lively and seems unusually well? He's certainly, what, for his age?
Is well-preserved.
Well-preserved.
He is alert. A marvel?
Chipper?
Oh yes, quite chipper.
Mm-hmm. And how do you say, what do you say about someone who doesn't like to work, doesn't have any ambition?
Oh, he's good for nothing. He's lazy. He's a lot. He's unambitious.
Mm-hmm.
He drags his feet.
I see. And how about a bird that makes a hole in the tree trunk with its bill?
Well, now some of them are sapsuckers, and some of them are peckerwoods.
Uh-huh.
It's according to whether they peck the wood to get a... Now, there are some birds that peck their bark and suck the sap of the tree. He's a sapsucker. And then there's a red-headed bird, particularly. There are more woodpeckers than that. But they peck in there and get the insects out from beneath the bark. And they eat the insects, but they do not bother the sap. So you have to know your bird to know whether he's a woodpecker or a sapsucker.
I see. You used the word peckerwood. Would you say a sapsucker and a peckerwood are both woodpeckers? Or
yeah, they both peck the wood. They peck the bark of the tree. But a sapsucker pecks it for sap.
I see.
And the other pecks it for worms.
Peckerwood is used...
Interchangeably.
Mm-hmm.